More than 1,200 people have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced by devastating flooding and landslides across four countries in Asia. Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Thailand and Malaysia have been battered by tropical cyclones and heavy monsoon rains, which have submerged whole towns, destroyed key transport infrastructure and cut off vital water and electricity. Sri Lanka is one of the country's hardest hit, with more than 400 people dead and 100,000 forced to evacuate to emergency shelters. Bismarck Swangan is UNICEF's Chief of Communications in Sri Lanka.
Hi, good morning from Colombo.
Sri Lanka's president has called these floods the largest and most challenging natural disaster in the country's history, with more than a million people affected. What's the situation like on the ground? What do we know, Bismarck?
If the mood in Sri Lanka is both somber and one of resilience, because Sri Lanka is a country with a solidarity that enables it to withstand and bounce back during such difficult moments. Although the cyclone that hit Sri Lanka on the morning of Saturday, the 28th of November, and turned what was supposed to be a beautiful weekend for families into a disaster, that storm has gone away, but the consequences of the storm are what we are seeing on the ground. There are still people who are displaced. The damage to infrastructure, including houses, roads, bridges, telephone networks, has been extensive. And so the floodwaters have not receded completely, and that's really what the situation is like on the ground.
People have been comparing this to the disaster of the 2004 tsunami. Is that the scale of damage that we're looking at in some areas?
The numbers really keep changing from time to time as access improves, as communication is being restored. For example, the latest figures on the number of people who have died so far has almost increased by about 50 from the figure that was released about 24 hours ago. So the latest figure is 465 people now confirmed dead. And therefore, even when the water is receding, supposedly the situation should be improving, but that also means that the full extent of the damage and impact of this disaster is laid bare. We have heard of reports of bodies being discovered. There are still people who are inaccessible and cannot be contacted because telephone lines do not work or the roads do not work. And so it is really a crisis of unprecedented scale. We don't know what the damage will look like exactly in the days ahead once access across the country is restored.
Authorities in Sri Lanka say that there are fears that the scale of the death toll from this disaster could rise, as you're saying. What are the areas of the country that are worst affected?
So the eastern province, which is to the eastern side of the coastal part of Sri Lanka, where the cyclone landed, the central province and part of the Uva province. These are some of the areas, and the western province, of course, where Colombo is. These are some of the areas that have been the hardest hit with the flooding as well as the landslides that has caused the enormous devastation that we are talking about.
And Bismarck, what are the concerns from UNICEF's perspective regarding children who have been affected by this disaster?
The latest figures from the Disaster Management Center says of 1.5 million people are affected. We estimate initially that over 275,000 of them are children. And their access to food, many of them are displaced from the comfort of their homes to centers that are overcrowded, the emotional distress that they are subjected to. There is a lot of water in the country, but it is not clean water. And that, for us, raises the risk of diseases for children. And of course, luckily children were on school holidays, but they are expected to go back in a few weeks, and the damage on school infrastructure has been extensive as well. So these are really some of our immediate concerns around children.
How difficult are communications in some of the areas trying to find out exactly what's happened there, Bismarck?
It has been difficult to reach some of the remote areas where the infrastructure has not been restored yet. Luckily for us as UNICEF, we have staff who are based in the field, and so we've been able to establish contact through those staff who are also making contacts with local government officials to be able to get some information. We've seen improvement in access, including to information and telephone networks in the last maybe 72 hours. And so we're hoping that things continue to improve so that we are able to reach all corners of the country to assess the situation and be able to respond to the immediate needs of children and the most vulnerable families.
Is there much foreign aid coming in as yet into Sri Lanka?
So far as UNICEF, we haven't received any much aid that has come in through us. We know that the government has appealed for international assistance. And all I can say really is that if anybody wants to stand with Sri Lanka now, this is the time to help Sri Lanka.
These floods have destroyed roads, submerged whole towns and cut off a lot of people from clean water and also electricity. How significant are the concerns about the infrastructure in Sri Lanka with this flooding?
The damage on the infrastructure is extensive. I think it is going to require quite a colossal amount to be able to restore access. We've seen the government taking a leading role with the support of agencies, including UNICEF, to restore access to water. For example, today we sent out water purification items, including chlorine, so that people can have access to clean water. We've provided mosquito nets for babies to protect them from diseases that come as a result of mosquitoes, such as the dengue fever here in Sri Lanka. And so really getting the services up and running is the major priority now. And that's where the government efforts, in addition to continuing with rescue and such, is really where all of us are focused to make sure we can meet the immediate needs of those most impacted.
Bismarck Swangen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.